Right now on Worship Radio 247, it's time for the Hour One Nugget. And we're at 1 Peter, the second chapter, and we're at verse 1 today. Let's see what it says right here. It says, "So get rid of all evil behavior. Be done with all deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and all unkind speech." Get rid of all evil behavior. Be done with all deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and all unkind speech. There is so much in that verse. Peter is really saying, stop it. Renew your mind. Sort yourselves out. Because you can't continue living for Christ in the way that you're living at the moment. How many times, beloved, have we heard this? And when, oh when, will this become real to us? When will this verse and scripture like this become a reality in our lives? Get rid of all evil behavior. And he goes on to give you an example. Be done with all deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and all kinds of unkind speech. Now, many people say they can't help it. But I disagree. I disagree completely. Because the word deceit is here, I believe you can get rid of it. Because the word hypocrisy is here, I believe in Jesus' name, you can be done with it. Because the word jealousy is here, I believe you can say goodbye to it. But it has to be your desire. You see, these things, I believe, sometimes are inherent in us. Other times they are sent as arrows from the evil one. Deceit, that is something you have to learn to do. You can't just be deceitful. Hypocrisy, that is something I believe that you need to learn to do. You can't just be hypocritical. Jealousy, I believe, sometimes is inherent in us, and therefore it needs to be got rid of. It's important that jealousy is no longer a part of our lives. Jealousy will take us down the wrong path. Hypocrisy will take us down the wrong path. Deceit will take us down the wrong pathway. When we are deceitful, something else is taking place. Somebody is getting hurt. Something is wrong for us to be deceitful. Hypocrisy is a huge problem within the Christian church, beloved. It is an absolutely huge, huge, huge issue. Now, I'm not going to broadcast on this radio station and start naming names and start to throw stones at different people and different ministries. But there are ministries in this world that are deceitful. They are hypocritical. The reason I would say that is because they are saying one thing and they are doing another. That is hypocrisy. If they are saying one thing to their followers, if you will, but they're actually doing another thing in secret, that is hypocritical. It has to be got rid of. It has to stop. It cannot go on any longer. And deceit and hypocrisy, in my view, in my, what's the word I'm looking for? In my experience, is all to do with finance and money. I haven't got enough money, so therefore the only way I can get it is to be deceitful. And by being deceitful, I am being hypocritical if I am saying that I am a Christian. Those two go very much together. Those two are brother and sister, if you like. If I am saying one thing and I am doing another thing, surely I am being hypocritical if I'm talking about the Christian life. If I am saying to you, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and he will give you all the money you need, what is that? That isn't the truth. I was watching a movie the other day. In fact, I mentioned it on here a couple of days ago, that I was watching a movie and I couldn't remember the name of the movie. It was Bruce Almighty. And as I watched that movie, I was amazed by what I was learning and by what I was seeing. Now, I've seen it before, but I watched it with new eyes, and it was really interesting. Because God had said to Bruce, right, you be God for a while, see how you get on. And so this guy, Bruce, decided that he would do that, and he was having real fun with this. Suddenly turning his car into a Ferrari, suddenly pushing people out the way so that he could drive his car through out of the traffic jams. And then he started to allow the prayers to come through. He could hear them in his head, and he had to find a way of getting those prayers down so that they wouldn't be in his head anymore. So he came up with a computer program. And suddenly he's got 3 million prayers there. And he doesn't know how to answer them, so he says yes to them all. And when he says yes to them all, disaster happened. There were disasters happening all over the place. Problems, because he had said yes to these prayers. And God was trying to show him it's not a matter of saying yes to a prayer. It's a matter of listening and knowing what your child wants. You know, beloved, just because you ask God for something, it doesn't mean to say he's going to say yes to that prayer. And therefore, I believe what we should be doing is saying to the Lord God Almighty, Lord, what is best for me? What do I need, Lord? Give me today what I need. What tools do I need to carry out your will? Not how much money can I have? How much money can I amass? There are some massive ministries in this world, and they are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful ministries. I'm not saying they're all like that, but there are some where deceit and hypocrisy go hand in glove. Jealousy. I believe if you have jealousy in your life, in your heart, it needs to go. I don't believe it's necessarily evil, but it does need to go. Peter is telling us very clearly here that it has to go. And he is saying to you, by saying this in this particular scripture, what he's saying to you is, get rid of all evil behavior. And then he says, jealousy is one of those. Jealousy, therefore, is an evil behavior, and it needs to be got rid of. And the reason I believe it's so bad is because jealousy can kill. Many people die because of jealousy. The other person gets into a jealous rage and kills them because they are so jealous. Why should you care what someone else has? Why should you care what someone else is doing? And a lot of jealousy is to do with husband and wife, maybe girlfriend, boyfriend, something like this. And in that situation, there is no trust. If there is jealousy there, if there is jealousy there, beloved, there is no trust. And part of our Christian faith is to trust. We have to trust in God. And if we have to trust in God and make that leap, then we have to trust one another. And I can tell you this, if deceit and hypocrisy and all unkind speech were to go, trust would be in place instantly. But the evil one doesn't want you to get rid of those. He does not want that to go. Because when all of those things are in place, he has us snared. When deceit and hypocrisy and jealousy and unkind speech is in place in our lives, Satan has us snared. We are caught in a trap. And it is going to take Almighty God to get us out of that trap. So therefore, as Peter says in this particular scripture, get rid of all evil behavior. Be done with all deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and all unkind speech. Get rid of it. Be done with it. Say, I am done with this. In Jesus' name. Beloved, if this is a part of your life right now, I want you just to say these words with me now. Just say, I am done with all of this. I am done with deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and unkind speech. I am done with it. In Jesus' mighty name. Beloved, let's worship now in spirit and in truth. Let's worship him and say, Father God, I am done with deceit, hypocrisy. I'm done with jealousy and all unkind speech in my life. It has no place in my life any longer. And I give you the honor and the glory.